When you come back, the special advice Paul gave Michael Jackson when he was just starting out on his own. We have so much more. Stick around.
Why did Michael Jackson buy the rights to all the Beatles songs? And did you want that to happen?
Well, it's a long story, really. Mike and I were friends a little while there, and I kind of looked upon him like as a sort of younger brother, you know, because he was starting to get famous. He'd just done Off the Wall. And I took him around to a friend's house, social thing. And he took me aside once. He said, I want some advice, Paul, you know. I won't do the voice.
Okay.
Or should I do the voice?
Go ahead.
Hey. No. Okay. No, anyway. So he said,
I like your advice, Paul.
No. No, anyway, no. So he said, Paul, I like your advice. Then, okay, Michael, come over here. So, we just chatted about a few things, and I gave him like three tips. One was make some videos, because you're really hot, and in 10 years' time, it'd be really great. And he made Thriller shortly after that, so that was good. And then two, make sure you've got someone very trustworthy looking after all this money that's coming in,
because
otherwise it will be going out
very
quick. And the other one was get into music publishing.
Well... You didn't mean yours.
So I thought he was joking. He used to keep saying, I'm going to buy your songs.
Really?
And I'd say, yeah, sure, great. And then suddenly he did anyway. So, you know, that was why.
Do you want to buy them back now?
I don't know. You know, the trouble is, I kind of wrote them for nothing. Now they're like 100 million or something, you know. So it feels funny when you didn't pay anything for them and then you're being asked to buy them back. It's like buying
them. Yeah.
Pay for them, man. I don't know. I'm happy with what I